With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is taking a big election year step to offer relief to potentially hundreds of thousands of people in the country illegally. The White House says the administration will allow certain spouses of U.S. citizens without legal status to apply for permanent residency and eventually citizenship. House Speaker Mike Johnson met with former President Trump at his Florida home to talk about winning elections in November. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Mar-a-Lago meeting, Johnson's second in a week with the former president, and one which included National Republican Campaign Committee Chairman Richard Hudson of North Carolina, ended with a thumbs up and a photo op. Mr. Trump had already helped candidates in many GOP contests this year, but this sit-down shows the party leaders working toward even more collaboration as the election approaches. Johnson wrote on social media, "Our party is united and working together. I'm confident we will send President Trump back to the White House, win back the Senate, and grow our House Republican majority." Just last week, Mr. Trump told a crowd of House Republicans that he would devote his own time to keeping their majority in November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
South Korea's military says its troops have fired warning shots to repel North Korean soldiers who briefly crossed the rivals' heavily fortified land border for the second time this month. Both incursions were believed to have been unintentional. Majorities of Americans favor forgiving all or some of an individual's medical debt if the person is facing hardships. Here's Jeremy House.
That's according to a new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs Research. It finds that about half of Americans say it's extremely or very important for the U.S. government to provide debt relief for those who have yet to pay off medical treatments. While reducing student loan has been a focus for President Biden, the poll found that Americans are more likely to say medical debt relief should be a government priority.
That is Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham preached the gospel in the U.K. over the weekend.
8,000 people came to the Birmingham Resorts World Arena to hear the popular evangelist tell them, quote, "Jesus Christ is not dead. He's alive, and he's here tonight." Polls show that Christianity is declining in the United Kingdom at a rate even faster than here in the U.S., and Graham would like to see the numbers turn around. He is scheduled to visit Scotland this coming Saturday for a gospel festival in the city of Glasgow. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. ICC points to what it calls attacks against Christians, desecration of Christian sites, and the suffocation of Christian communities. This is SRN News. Visitors to Yellowstone hope to catch a glimpse of a rare white buffalo.
The recent appearance of a white bison calf has excited wildlife watchers in Yellowstone National Park. Many are keeping a close watch for the little creature since Montana wildlife photographer Aaron Bratton got several photos of the calf with its mother on June 4th, shortly after its birth. The calf, though, has not been spotted since, leading many to speculate it may have died. Jason Walker reporting.
Dozens of bottles of canned cherries and berries and other items have turned up at Mount Vernon, where George Washington called home. Whole pieces of fruit, recognizable as cherries, were found in some of those bottles. Others held what appear to be gooseberries or currants, though testing is underway to confirm exactly what was in all of those bottles, some 250 years old. More details at srnnews.com.